So, if you were going to make a tribe, you know, whatever.
Sect.
What would your three laws be?
Well, hang on, is this a religious... Is this like...
No.
So you've discovered a tribe and they...
No. I found a patch of land and I'm moving there and I'm making a tribe.
But I mean, are they current day people or...
Yeah, it is now.
So you can have to tell them things like, don't use a mobile phone rather than don't eat other people.
Yeah, you can... Well, they are...
Five rules,
okay. But they are... They've got, you know, innate kind of common sense and stuff.
So,
the king and you found loads of just basic humans.
No, they want to come there, but you've just set up... Forget about... They're already there. There's 1,000 of them there. You're the king. You've got five rules.
What level are they at? Like, what can I expect from them so that I don't have to ask them to do it?
I guess we'll work it out. If you say something ridiculous, we'll be like, no.
You're reading too much into it. You've created a tribe, and there are five laws.
Rule one, don't fuck about.
So, guys, you can start doing it. Rule one.
Do not fuck about.
In a sexual
that's
way.
Broad.
No, just don't fuck about.
Well, it covers a lot. Don't fuck about like that. Just don't fuck about.
How are you going to enforce that law?
If I joined a tribe, you'll know if you're fucking about it.
Yeah, so going back to drunk and disorderly, if you're pissing in a bin, you're fucking about.
Yeah, don't bother.
So no one's allowed to get drunk?
No.
You can get drunk, have a good time, just don't fuck about.
But we've all been guilty of fucking about.
It is fun fucking about.
But you will be guilty.
Yeah, but what happens?
What's the punishment for fucking about?
There's none, but don't...
Death, make it death.
No, God no.
Make it death.
Yeah, okay, yeah, the punishment for not adhering to any of these rules is death.
Death.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay, so fucking about is death. In the small print, you should have levels of what fucking about is and what it isn't. But we can come to that later.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Law two.
Don't kill someone without permission. Without written permission from over 50% of everyone else.
Well, that's going to be really hard to enforce all the other rules now.
That's capital punishment.
Yeah.
Second law is capital punishment.
Don't fuck about. Easy. You're reading it and sounds alright. Don't fuck about. That's alright. Number two, you can kill. Okay, not moving there.
Don't kill.
But how does that work when you're killing
these people, they've got common human like nature, so they're not going to really be going around killing anyway. And if they are, they're fucking about, so you can...
I reckon I'm going to make sure all the rules are quite vague. Make the most of your time.
Right.
That's rule two.
Okay. Rule three.
I
tell you what, John. Rule one at your tribe.
I do like your don't fuck about rule, but I think I'm going to start with the small ones and work up to the big ones. So the small ones would be, don't use the free public phone system to make long distance phone calls.
Wise.
Well, so you've got...
You've got a free public phone system for local to local.
Well, this is why I was asking about the society, because as far as I'm concerned, they've got all the mod cons. I just need to stop them committing crimes.
Okay. Unless you're on a reasonable long-distance tariff.
Well, no, because the thing is, we're not.
Who's paying for this? Are you got loads of money?
Tax. It's tax. It's like the NHS, but we do it with phones.
So there's tax at in your tribe?
Well, yeah.
Does it come with tax? Do they all come with tax?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I wanted to know. Is it just like a standard... Are we like a society now, but we don't have any of the laws?
Yeah, you've found a loophole. There's an island just off Cornwall which can inhabit 2,000 people.
And it's full of, like, normal British people.
Yeah, you've brought them over.
By the way, that's not trying to be racist. It's just like...
Yeah, because it's Britain. But it's not. It's John Land.
Oh, okay.
And you are the Prime Minister and the King.
Okay, right. Everyone has to do everything I say, not what I do.
That's rule two.
No, that's rule one.
Rule one.
Rule one. Do what I say, not what I do. But that doesn't mean they can't do what I do. Just
at that. Yeah.
In general.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Tom.
Rule one for my pleasure, and I think everyone else on the island's pleasure.
No clothes.
No. And I think the whole place would be nicer for it. Everyone has to be a fantastic dancer. And I think you can't go wrong with that.
But you wouldn't be out on the island then.
Yeah, but I'm there already.
Tom doesn't know his tribes in like Antarctica or something. Shit.
I don't mind. If they can dance.
What about people in wheelchairs?
They're starving. They're starving. They're hungry.
Okay.
Why wouldn't they be there? I think you can dance and
be in a wheelchair. No,
it's pretty hard.
They can groove with the wheel. They can.
I don't think that really counts. That's not dancing. That's more manoeuvring.
No, it's dancing.
It's rhythmically manoeuvring.
This can't go online in real life.
Why not?
It's not. They can't.
I just said I don't want people in wheelchairs on my island.
Yeah, but it's your own fault.
That's true. Yeah, you said it.
So you're embellishing on a mistake. I'm
saying you can groove with music in a wheelchair.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I wouldn't call it dancing. Yeah.
So they can be on your island?
Absolutely.
So rule number one is that...
You can dance if you've got legs.
Yeah, they can be there.
No, but you're saying that... Stop going back to it. Rule number one is...
Everyone has to be a fantastic dancer / groover.
Okay, alright, yeah. Okay. That's fine. So just do... But, yeah.
You take a dance test on the way in.
A dance...
Like a driving test, but it's a dance test.
It's a bit like that.
Can you have any minors?
Yeah, can you get three minors? One major, you're out.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you meant kids.
No, I was just saying, I thought that.
What? Yeah, stop going back to fucking kids!
No, there's nothing.
Not fucking kids. Fucking
not
kids.
Fucking
no,
kids.
No. Cool. So, dancing.
Yeah. Dancing, even children.
Yeah. I don't care, as long as they can all dance. I don't know who. I don't
mind. What music are they dancing to?
Well, I have loud hailers. On most trees around the place.
No trees, it's barren, it's icy.
No, he can
fucking
I'm
freezing.
On like a wicked.
You're not, Tom. I've seen
no,
it.
It's the same fucking it's the same island as John's.
No, it's different.
Is it?
You're not seeing Tom's.
Is it?
Fucking shite.
Well, it's underground then. And I'll have tannoys
underground.
A bunker?
It's not my choice, I'm in Antarctica apparently, so I've got
to
try
and make
the best.
Why'd you put him in Antarctica?
No, I'm on a sweet jungle island. And you can dance.
You can have the island, but. There are so many poisonous animals, it's almost pointless to go outside.
Wow. These goalposts are constantly shifting.
You can have whatever island you want, mate.
Okay, well, it's really hot, and it's really
too hot.
It's luscious.
Unbearable, sandy, nothing else.
Well, no, there's shade, because there's lots of trees, and people can dance the night away if they want.
Okay, rule number two.
No.
Everyone has to drink alcohol.
Wow.
Children.
So you
can up until the age of 18,
please,
you're allowed
Tom,
to not
God
drink.
Leprosy, please.
I'm not saying you have to drink, but
please
you can't be a teetotaler.
Wow. So, up to the age of 18, you don't have to drink.
Well, there'd
up
be an
18.
Annual party, which is wicked.
So, above the age of 18, it's compulsory drinking and compulsory dancing.
Sounds pretty good.
No, like, you can drink, and you can choose not to drink, but don't be like, oh, I'm a teetotaler. Don't.
My feet are blistered. I've had water in weeks. Please, Tom. Please.
Gonna run down you. Yeah.
Don't. I'm not like saying drink, get pissed all the time. I'm just saying don't ruin everyone else's fun.
How many?
A downer.
How many?
Oh.
How many times a week do you have to? How many times a week? How many times a week do you have to drink and dance?
Don't bring other people down by not drinking. That doesn't help with the previous comment.
You're a horrible person.
No, so I'm trying to make it nice for everyone. You can dance, you can drink. Don't ruin it by not drinking and being like...
Or being disabled, so don't ruin it by being disabled.
You said that.
No, but that's the noise you just made.
No, I said, like, ooh, people not want to drink. Ooh. No, so then that's fine. Your rule, mate, number one.
For half an hour a day, everyone has to do half an hour of tunnelling.
I don't want to be on your island, mate.
I want a series of underground tunnels that are strictly...
Okay, I get it now, sorry.
Yeah, so half an hour a day, you could have to tunnel underground, and then but then they have to go up again, and that's it, and then I get to go underneath it.
So you want, so it's tunnel so that you can live in a tunnel?
No, I've got like my mates can come in there. We can like
the mall.
Yeah, you can't argue with that. But like catacombs, and
what
catacombs?
No,
what's wrong with above the island?
No, that's cool. Like that's for everyone else, and then I get to.
So they're in the sunlight, living it up, and you're like.
No, I got. I mean, that was during the day, and then the night when I get on there, and then we join forces and I'm dancing and we have dance.
A tree house, just for me, a tree palace.
Yeah, I'd rather a tree house. That's my rule.
Yeah.
Tree house, massive tree house.
Well, they have to make it for you.
Yeah.
Are you becoming a bit more of a dictator?
No, they can come up.
You've just said your ones have to tunnel all day long.
Yeah, I'm half an hour, like, compulsory tunnel.
I have to chip too.
You don't have
I'm
to.
Sick, though. My fingers are bleeding. Please, Med, please.
Fucking tunnel.
It's either that or you dance all your life.
Well, I'll do this.
You know? Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, I know. So
you're
saying,
you're right, and they're 24 hours a day. They're just like, I don't want to dance anymore.
No, but they don't know how good it is.
I've been sick of it from the booze you forced down my neck. No. And I'm dancing and over my knees. I'm dying.
Dancing both my knees. Legs are broken. Dancing can knees. I sit in this wheelchair?
Fucking no. You dance or you tunnel?
Well,
I tunnel. Half an hour of tunnelling, or you got to do that and that.
You don't have
the
it's dance.
Like holding your jaws open, pouring vodka and whiskey down your mouth.
The old women are crying.
Thomas walk around with a whip, and anyone that's not dancing, standing still, like, drink, bitch, and dance.
A whip would be a good thing. I wouldn't hit anyone with that, I'd use it as like a dance thing.
The dance whip.
Not denying there's a whip.
No, but it would be cool. But now, what I'm saying is, there's a bar. Like a jungle bar, sweet cocktails, music on, not all the time, but most nights there's like a good party. Far away from where you live, so it's not far, but it's not like, oh, I can't sleep. But the idea is...
You won't let them sleep. No, anyway. They've got to be dancing anyway, so how are they going to sleep?
Like an extra or some soft house on, and then they're going to sleep.
Christ.
God. And then...
what was your rule, next rule?
Mine was treehouse.
That's it.
Only treehouse.
No, just those two words, treehouse.
Yeah. So don't be a dick, build me a treehouse.
Don't fuck about, treehouse.
Yeah.
What was the second rule?
Treehouse.
No, don't fuck about. There was a second rule. Which we had already. Anyway, you don't fuck about and build me a treehouse.
No, it was don't fuck about. Or kill. You'll be murdered.
No, I got rid of that.
There was another one.
There's another.
It's gone. John? Rule three. What are you doing, Tom?
Just honestly,
why have you done this?
Rule number two,
three.
Rule two, John.
Everyone has to learn. No, not learn. People have got to tidy up after themselves.
Christ. What was rule one?
You are. You have people tunnelling and do not.
So we can have underground parties. When it's raining.
You said you want to have an underground party.
Flash floods.
No. It's completely watertight.
Okay.
I don't understand what's wrong with having people tidying up on themselves.
No, I think it's fair enough.
It's necessary for a society.
Is that? Don't do what I say. Make sure it's tidy and clean, or I'll murder you. That's
build,
next.
Build me tunnels so I can have a good time with my friends.
Would you rather be on his? Don't do what I do what I say. And what was it?
Oh, yeah,
clean. Be tidy and clean all the time.
Well, I think someone has to tell you, otherwise you have to allocate people to be binmen, which is fine.
Precisely.
But. People might.
Tom's island is just gonna look so bad.
No,
there's gonna be empty vodka bottles everywhere, vomit
everywhere.
Dead people who died from dancing.
Lynching the sober.
No.
There'll be cannibalism.
No. You've got it all wrong. It's meant to be burning
wheelchairs.
A really fun island where you can drink and dance and just enjoy your life. Because the idea is if you fuck up, you're out, but you're not dead. You're not allowed to live here. It's like the beach, but not. You know the film The Beach?
Yeah.
What are you shouting?
I don't know why I'm shouting, but that seemed nice for a while.
And it turned really nice.
I know, but I want the heyday to be always.
So there's no Colombian drug dealers on your island?
No.
Well, that's it. Well, that'd be fine, just do the beach.
Exactly.
All right,
but
so
not that.
What's your next rule?
Next rule is anyone... has to ask me before they have sex. Because I can be like, no. Well, no. Change this.
Someone, what were you thinking, Tom?
No, I want to.
No, I think you're having some sort of, like, harem.
So they...
You want a harem of women?
Like concubines, they're
all drunk and they've been dancing all the time and they're really, really horny because they've been drunk and they've been dancing.
Have you seen?
And then they have to come and ask you, like, oh, I just want to knob this girl. No.
I don't think
and
that.
And they're like.
What I'm trying to do is keep a check on the population.
No, sorry, just because
it's a small island.
You were saying just then about the women are really drunk and all that. I don't think they're going to be drunk and horny like you think. You've all seen Taken. The scene where
the scene where
Liam Neeson sees his daughter in that booth and they're buying it for like $700,000 and she's all like, "Fuck, that's what they're like."
They're ravaged by dance.
They're ravaged by dance.
Sure, it's a bit medieval. How it would be nice to have a court full of beautiful women who.
So what? So like bloke. So I live on your island. I'm knackered. I'm dancing. I think I wouldn't mind to get my end away. So I knock on your big palace door and we're like, Tom, I have one of these? Can I take one of these women? No, back to the dance floor.
And you're making sure all the women in your
it's a shit island. So you've got all the women in your palace,
all of which are having his kids. So the next generation are going to be
spanned. No, hold on. So everyone else on the island are men who are dancing on a dance floor. Yeah,
so basically you've got YMCA and then your weird rape palace.
So it's GAY and your horrible rape treehouse. Your treehouse of rape.
Well, no, because ideally
you're Hugh Hefner. You're Hugh Hefner of the jungle.
Don't say that because you quite like that.
Quite like that. No, it's not going to be weird, but the idea
is fucking weird. You've got all the men over there dancing. Why have you made the men fucking dance if you're not even going to see them? You just got your harem of women. You're sitting there. You said earlier that you didn't need to dance. You're not dancing. You're sitting there in a bed drinking rum and these terrible, terrified women who are just wanting to go home to their family dance.
The idea is to party, and everyone wants to fuck and chill out and party.
You're the only one fucking and partying.
No, I'll be pissed off. I'll be like, yeah, do it, mate.
Oh, so you more often than not say yes.
I'm just keeping a check on the population. That's all I'm doing it for.
But how are you going to do that if you're drunk?
Well, I might not do it very well.
Are you just guessing? You're just guessing. I think we've had enough.
I think you'd say no to every man.
No. I'd be like, yeah, go for it, mate. I'd talk to them. I'd be like, well, do you like her? I wouldn't want any...
What have you tried?
Then I better know.
But you said these are all beautiful women. So you've got your
own. In my harem, they would be, but some of them, no, by all means, go for it.
But they're not going to be the ones that got
all the men, and then like three or four
sixes, fivers, and sixes out there. And then I just keep the eights upwards.
You are sick. Ages,
or not ages. Talking out of 10.
You're a sick individual.
Are you saying they wouldn't like you for your personality? That's why you have to trap them?
No, but I'm a king, and they're a bit like, oh, I can't.
I'm a bit worried we're delving into Tom's weird little fantasies now.
Tom, you've got a really strange complex. You couldn't see this, but you want them to bow down to you because you're the king.
Who said bow down?
You've really revealed a lot about yourself this evening.
No, I just like.
It was meant to be a little fun thing with some rules and some laws, and you've just created a little sex jungle.
Yeah, like Genghis Khan.
Who raped and pillaged thousands.
Yeah, but raping and pillage didn't mean what it means then.
True.
I'm fairly sure it did.
I wouldn't be raping people.
Well, that's basically what you're saying. But you do get them drunk first, so you give them something.
You've got it all wrong. I'm not comfortable with this being.
You've said it.
You're not comfortable with it being recorded, but you are comfortable with it. That's what you're saying.
It turns out, Tom, this has been a police investigation the whole time.
The sting. Fuck. No, I think you've got me all wrong. I just want it to be a fun island. And maybe the sex thing was a bit out there.
When you listen back, Tom, and you say you got this all wrong, you'll notice that all we're doing is picking up on what you've said.
Unfairly. You're taking everything I say out of context.
Give him one more law, see if he can redeem
yourself. One law.
One more law, redeem yourself.
You don't have to ask me if you want to have sex.
No, you can't do that, because now you're just doing that because you think that's what you should say. You've already said that.
Okay, everyone is allowed a plot of their own land, and they can do whatever they want with that land.
Well, I suppose it's nice-ish, but to be honest, their families have been devastated.
So it's effectively.
The thing is, I don't know what families. Do I get to choose who comes to my island, or am I just given families?
Well, you just picked 1,000 good-looking women
off the island that were already there. But I don't know if I brought them, I'd just bring more.
But the plot of land, is that a bit like having a house? It's normal.
No, but the land with the house, you get like a little farm.
Yeah. How big is this?
Well, there's not many people there.
So you've got like 100 really good-looking women and about eight men, the workers outside.
Yeah, the workers get places. They get fed really well.
Well, don't they have to do that themselves? Because they're the only
How are they
going to
work when they're dancing and drunk all the time?
No, the point is they work, and then I'm like, guys,
just all of your food's like horribly malformed because everyone's been drunk the whole time.
No, I'm like, guys.
And the building works shoddy because they're all dancing. They like put the brickworks all over the place because they're dancing.
Everyone just lives in these horrible like little piles of rubble.
Stop dancing.
I think you're just saying it now.
No, honestly, it wasn't like you always have to dance to this tune. It's like, guys, put that down. Put that hoe down. Put that spade down. Yeah.
Right, that's unbelievable, Tom.